Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. The bye week is here. The Jaguars are 2-5. This is always a time of year where the Jags can rest up, get some things right, look at the scheme a little bit. Which person, group, side of the ball needs this bye week the most?
Well, I think the first answer would be defensive line. But I think really the better answer is special teams. Special teams hasn't played well. The punt coverage has not been great. Jason Myers, we'll see what happens there. So I'd say special teams has to get its act together, and the pass rush has to get home like it did against Buffalo.
You're dead on. The special teams is absolutely the area that needs it the most. And the punt coverage team, they have leaked yards the last couple of weeks. They have flipped situations. The Tampa game in particular, where they had an opportunity to really get a hold of the game in the second quarter, and they gave up the long return. So that punt coverage team had better get it together.
Haven't had that pop return either that I think I kind of expected during preseason. So at some point, that side of the ball needs to make a play. Or that part of the ball needs to make a play.
Right, and they've had guys run on the field late, some personnel issues on special teams. So the Jags get the win in London. Is there such thing as momentum from a win like that going into a bye, and then they've got a couple road games coming up?
I think so. I think they've got some. There's a little confidence built. You know, if the confidence erodes in a four-game losing streak, and in particular the three games where they blew it at the end, to lose the 24-point lead. I mean, I know I was in the fourth quarter going, what am I going to ask these guys? And for them to put that drive together, get down the field, and for Hurns to make that kind of a play, I don't see how it doesn't give them something that they can work with.
I think it does, and it was interesting. I talked to Telvin Smith on a radio show this morning, and he said when they lost the lead, they looked at each other and thought, we're going to get this back. He said it was the first time that it really happened. Yeah. All the other times they'd looked at the coaches or it hadn't happened, whatever. But he seemed to think that it was a uniting time or a rallying time, if you will. So what they had been talking about, needing to respond to adversity, they did. It happened. It happened on offense and it happened on defense. So if there's a moment, that's what that moment has to bring. Whatever they've been asking them to do in the fourth quarter happened. So, yes, it can be a rallying point, absolutely.
Yeah, it could be a turning point for this team. The bye week this week, but then back-to-back road games at the Jets, at the Ravens after that. And guess what? All of a sudden, the AFC South is still up for grabs, guys.
You're a game back, and you've got two road games. So if you break serve and go win on the road, which they haven't done, so it's a little optimistic to think they're going to go win two on the road. But if they do, you're right in, because the Colts have a very difficult schedule. I can't talk playoff scenarios until there's a winning streak. Yeah. But if they get one, they're absolutely in it because it's lined up where this thing is still wide open.
Well, and when you look at the AFC South, the Colts have the best offensive player in Andrew Luck. And the Texans have the best defensive player in J.J. Watt. Jaguars may have the best young roster, and I think when you look at it, now some things have to go their way. A ball has to be upright and bounce in instead of going wide left. But there's absolutely an opportunity for them to create something for themselves. Beyond that, I'm with John. You can't start talking about it until they actually do a couple of things, like win on the road and win in the division. But it's hard to deny that it's still out there for them, even with just two wins in the first seven games.
Colts have luck. Texans have what? You know what the Jags have? Jags of the Round Table.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Shad, right?
Jags of the Round Table.
Right there.
Round Table. Round Table. We need you guys rested and relaxed for next weekend.
We need you to actually get a round table sometime.
We'll see if we can work on that. That'll do it for the bye week on Jags of the Round Table.